Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of the most juicy, salacious, slick. Someone's behind you. Hi, Mott.
I wish you were recording the video. That's okay.
I like how his hat and hair is. It looks good. With the beard too.
I've been obsessed with it lately. I'm like, sir, I don't know what you're doing, but you're so extra cute right now. And like, I was telling him the other day, I was like, the hair with the hat, like it's working. Yeah. He got some like new clothes after Christmas, and I'm obsessed. I'm like, you're adorable. I need to be cute for you because you're so cute. I wonder if he's just listening at the door.
She thinks I'm cute. Yay.
As I was saying, wet.
I forgot. What was wet?
The fist.
Oh.
The fist. Welcome to Fisting Friday.
The fist on this Friday is in fact wet.
And
it
old.
Is not a dry and old. Yeah. You know, they always say keep it fresh, keep it clean. This is clean, it's not fresh. Yeah.
If you've
what?
Who's they?
I don't know. I don't even know why I said that word. If you are up to date on our episodes, you might know that I had a COVID rebound. And so therefore things have kind of gotten like bounced and delayed a little bit again. So roll with the punches, because that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Punch.
Someone
what
did
you have to do to make do of a punch.
Exactly. You gotta fist it. Mm-hmm. Ball that up. Tie it up, fist it. Someone messaged me and they were like, I'm so like glad that you powered through to like record a Monday episode, though I'm kind of starting to think it was probably just because of capitalism. And I was like, well,
yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, no, but it's nice. Like we had fun. It was good. I don't think that set me back at all.
Yeah. If anything, you got better.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thriving. I'm doing so well.
Am I convincing you? Sound the exact same.
Do I? Fuck.
But you have a light in your eye, which is completely different.
It is highlighter. It is also like
No. But like your eyeballs, not like... Like I can see. You don't... The last episode, you were looking a little...
Well, I hadn't showered in like 8 days.
It's not... It has nothing to do with... You're like,
no, my soul was unclean. Like I was dirty like, from the inside out.
Yeah. And if you want to see that, tune into patreon.com/ I don't know what it is, just whatever our Patreon is. And you can see the Don't Blame Me episode.
Yay.
There was no, but am I wrong? But I am, if you've already listened or you've already looked in the feed, I'm gonna put out the Don't Blame Me that was the original Girl Sleeping with the Brothers episode for what's going to be on Thursday, because that just makes more sense.
It does, and people are going to love it because everybody was so excited, just as we were, that we got a call back from the icon herself.
Yeah,
I'm glad you think I have a sparkle in my eye, because hopefully the casting directors I have to read for tomorrow will also think I have a sparkle in my eye.
Well, I feel like that you don't need a sparkle in your eye for this. You should.
No, I do. The sparkle is glass. Okay. And the circle's about to shatter. Exactly. So I need a fucking haircut though. Anyways. Welcome.
I haven't seen you in person.
I look like a golden retriever that has been lost in the woods for 15 years. Like my hair is so long. I look like, is that a dog or is that a forest creature?
I can't even see how long it is. Oh, it is long. It doesn't look bad though. Well, well, well. Now let's get into episode 89.
You're correct.
We're getting to 100.
We are getting up there. First up, we have me. Megan wants to bring back the Instagram following page. Who is wrong? 11% said I was wrong. 89% said I was not wrong. And I screenshotted a couple things people said. That make snooping great again with like the saluting emoji. Nice. Which I'm like, exactly.
One said, please, my nosy ass needs this to be brought back. Agree. Mm.
It was so much tea, so entertaining. Wholeheartedly agree. And I also just think it was like, it was helping people. Instagram was like, sure, we might be selling your data, but like, let us help you. We're stalking you. Let us help you stalk other people. And now it just feels like very one-sided. And like, I'm like, not so tight.
Exactly.
Not fetch.
All right, the next one. Melissa says Tesla needs to be stopped. Who is wrong? 2%.
Sorry, I was about to ask you, can you remind me what this was? I don't remember what this one was about.
That robot. Let me finish reading. Okay. Melissa says Tesla needs to be stopped. What it was about was that robot that came alive at the Tesla plant and attacked somebody that worked there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I felt like we have people every single time being like, I kind of forgot what this one was about. Like, I've never experienced that until I did this one. Because I was like, oh, it's about that lady who, like, you know, like went crazy on her, like, Uber driver. And then I was like, wait, no, that's a different one. And I was like, that's a different one. I'm not right.
Yeah. And then I
Tesla always stays losing, though. So it's hard to remember, like, what they did this time.
Right. And then I brought up all the other things that they've done, like the racism,
the Elon
of it all. 2% said I was wrong. 98% said I was not wrong. I think most of the people that said I was wrong said that they misclicked.
Yeah. Someone said, I heard Teslas are shitty and make long drives longer because of the charging time and lack of charging stations. So I totally unverified POV, but Chris Clemens has a Tesla. And I remember he was like filming like, I don't know, 2021. I think he was driving back from LA to Delaware. And I remember watching his vlogs. It was the same time we were driving from LA to Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it took him so fucking long. I remember him just being like, oh, I went from here, this point to this point, and now I'm pausing to charge. And like, I obviously don't know the entire drive to Delaware, but like, I know the drive through all the way to Colorado. And so I'm like, damn, you are not making good time. And like, I thought about that initially, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, I actually think it's like you're getting far less miles per charge than you are, especially on, you know, they have like the start stop, like for cities, it's fine. But for those drives, I was like, shit, you're stopping like almost twice as much as we would have to stop for gas.
I remember when they first came out, they had this whole thing, and I don't think it actually happened. If it did, then I would just cut this out. But they were supposed to have these like battery packs that you could swap out. Like you would go to the station and just swap out, and it'd be as fast as getting gas. And I don't think they ever happened, but that's how they were like advertising it in the beginning. Also, going off that, here in the Midwest, someone said, here in the Midwest, there were a lot of Teslas being shut down and unable to turn on because of the how cold it got. I think it happened to other cold states. It did. I've been seeing a lot of news about that too.
Those TikToks where it's like the sensors are automatic, and so people are having to like be careful because if the sensor like half opened and then shut again, it's like, oh, it's going to cut your hand off. Like it's not behaving how it's supposed to. Yeah, technology, just think about this. Transformers in the winter, like they're affected by that too. We can't just keep being like, they're inanimate objects. Like, it's fine. It's like, no, they're currently inanimate objects, allegedly, while we're awake. But like, we don't know what they do on their time off. Mm-mm. I hope they're having fun. And I hope they know that I am on their side.
Besties. Right, Alexa?
Everybody's listening like, God damn it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Then we have writer number one versus the patron wants to give them an expensive gift. I'm going to say this is on me, everybody. I am sorry for this wording. So the results I'm about to read, we will interpret afterwards. 11% said the writer is wrong. 89% said the writer is not wrong. I think that that is switched because everyone who was messaging was being like, wait, I'm a little confused with this wording. Like, I agree with you that she should take the gift and just buy a replica.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I think I worded this one a little bit wrong, if anyone, or specifically I want to say if the writer sees this and is like, oh shit, if they already got the replica and they feel like, oh wow, I went against what everybody else said. That's not true. The 89% is in your favor of like, get a replica. Like for
and
what
it's probably
said.
Higher than that because there's probably some people that did vote correctly, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm taking the L on that one and I don't want the original writer to like think anything bad.
Yeah. I mean, we ourselves. Well, it does say the writer's not wrong. It's 89%.
No, I know. But I think the way that we positioned it was like, you should sell it and get a replica. But they were feeling uncomfortable even taking it. And then they're like, I guess I could do this. But it wasn't like that was their hard stance.
Got it. Yes. Take it. Get the replica. Spend mm-hmm. the money.
It looks like Tory Burch to me. I'm just going to say it.
I wouldn't even go that
Kendra
far.
Scott. It looks like Kendra Scott.
I wouldn't even go. Kendra, it looks like Kendra Scott does have some that have smaller. It's like smaller than that.
Thought
that's not
when
bigger.
I've seen people with this, I've seen like people who I went to weddings and they had like $4 million weddings. And they like have this jewelry and I'm like, damn, really like slum it with a Kendra Scott. Like, I'm so surprised. Like, you're Hermes and you're Kendra Scott. And now I'm like, oh, this shit is $10,000. And this whole time I thought you got that at like, I don't know. Kendra Scott Palm Beach.
Yeah. I mean, there's one literally in Bentonville, Arkansas, right next to across the street from Lululemon.
A Van Cleef or a Kendra Scott?
Kendra Scott.
I feel like there's definitely a Van Cleef there too.
I didn't look around that much, but they've started getting good stuff.
Everybody is sleeping on fucking Bentonville, yeah. Arkansas. I'm telling it's you like, guys. It's just a beautiful place. I can imagine going to a place like a city that like doesn't smell bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, depends on where you are. If you're closer to Springdale, because that's where all the chickens are killed.
Yes. No, but like
during certain times in the summer,
near animals,
bad.
I'm not expecting it to be fresh as daisies. But when I'm in like a city and there's like a square and like it smells good, I'm like, am I at Disneyland or am I mm-hmm. dreaming?
Yeah.
It's a great place.
All right. Writer number two versus friends. Beyonce, who wants to get married at the church. Great imagery here. 11% said the writer is wrong. 89% said the writer is not wrong.
I'm glad you appreciate the imagery. We have this in common. Me and Jesus are both carpenters. Then we have my nomination for wrong of the week. I nominated Panera, and 94% said Panera is wrong. 6% said Panera is not wrong. Someone did respond and say something. They said, I don't think I saved it, but it was something like, oh my gosh, I voted wrong. I really don't want Panera to keep killing people. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I saw that one too. Don't worry. Like, I didn't think that. Someone else said, the trauma in me wants to try this for shits and giggles, but I refuse to give them any of my business, which I understand. Like, I've seen people who've tried it, and I mean, I wouldn't try it now with my heart. I wouldn't try it in general now knowing anything because also, you know, it increases your heart rate, anxiety.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mots did the pulse ox the other day, and he was like, well, my heart rate's like pretty high. And I go, just take it off. And he's looking, he's like, oh my God, it's getting higher. I go, that's because you are thinking about how your heart rate's getting higher and you keep looking at it. Like, that's why they don't want you to look at it when they're doing mm-hmm. it at the doctor's office. And like, usually it's still going to be more elevated there. And he was like, just sitting on it and spiraling. And I was like, I'm going to take it when you're like half asleep relaxing and I'll show you like, you're okay. Yeah, like I've seen like videos of people who are like, wow, this is great, amazing, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, I haven't felt like I needed my ADHD meds. And, you know, people with ADHD can handle a lot more caffeine. Most of the time can handle a lot more caffeine than other people. And I used to drink a Bubba keg. Did I tell you this? I used to drink a Bubba keg full of caffeine and tea every day. And you looked up what a Bubba keg, the size of it, right? Mm-hmm. You're aware. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If anyone else isn't aware. I was aware
what it was.
Of course, no, it was Mott's. Mott's was like, I don't know what a Bubba keg is. And I was like, you haven't lived. Like, what? God, good God. But I think it's fucking crazy that, like, I just, like, turn on TV and I'm, like, watching Lie to Me on Hulu and I'm getting these commercials for Panera and they're like, come try our soup. And I'm like, you should like put your head in the fucking sand. Like you should be embarrassed. The fact that you can like run all of these ads and like nothing's fucking happening is crazy to me. Like you would think, no, I mean, I wouldn't think, but like in a perfect world, how about we pause, we re-inventory and we figure some stuff out and like release statements and do all of this stuff instead of just being like, oh, it's fine. We'll wait for these families to decide if they have enough money to try and sue us. And then we'll like clean them out. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. They're not going to do it until the pending lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because then it would be admitting they're wrong.
Yeah. It icks me out. And like, it's not like I ever fucking ate. I mean, when I was in college, Riverside, there's not much to do or eat. So I did go to Panera there, but I haven't been to Panera in years. And it's not like I'm going, but like I am refuse at this point.
Yeah.
Even on a road trip, like to get a drink. I'm like, no.
I've been waiting for this voting too, because my friend also had an experience. She is very sensitive to caffeine. She only had maybe 3/4 a cup of her drink, but was performing that day, so her heart rate was being elevated by that. It stayed elevated for an hour after she had to leave stage mid-show because her arm started to get numb. She went to the ER and they couldn't figure out what was going on. It might not have been the drink, but as soon as she told me she had it, I figured that it was probably the cause. I thought it was caffeine-based because of her reaction and the fact it was charged lemonade. Terrifying.
This one someone sent in like right after the episode had aired before we even put the votes up. I listened to the But Am I Wrong Today and the Panera lemonade thing was crazy to me. My mom and I used to drink this religiously. We would buy the 1/2-gallon containers and go through one in like 2 days. She drank a lot more than me because I didn't live at home and I only drank it when I was visiting. 8 months ago, my mom died from a heart attack. She had no previous heart problems or conditions. She was only 53. I'm not saying it's related because I don't know, but wow, is this angering. Like, that's the part that I think about, too, a lot is that, like, the unanswered, like, questions of, like, the potential things there. So, like, there's a – I don't even know if it's, like, a 50-50 chance, like, whether it contributed or not. But just, like, you already – like, when someone passes, you have so many, like, loose ends to then feel like there's another – someone unties another loose end to feel like, oh, my gosh, let me think and, like spiral over this other specific thing that – feels like, oh, could this have been avoided? Like we always do that when things happen in our lives. Like, how could we have done this? How could we have changed these kinds of things? Which a lot of the time you can't. And so then this, I'm like, this is also fucked because if Panera's not going to make any statements about it, not going to like make any of this right, people who have drank a lot of it and then maybe stop, don't know what happens afterwards or have these things of like, maybe this contributed to this and people aren't ever going to know. Or not, and it's just a whole added level of anxiety and stress that makes people like wonder if it was a contributing factor, even if it wasn't. Like it's just, it's not good for anyone's mental or physical health to feel like you have that much power as an individual at a restaurant to negatively affect your health.
Right.
It's just, it's not like a risk that we're accustomed to taking. Mm-hmm. Which I think is like really reckless on their part.
Oh, can't stand them. All right. And then we have Wrong of the Week. I don't know how to say her name properly, but Niusha Alexandra F. Kami. 99% said that she was wrong. 1% said she's not wrong. And then we had a bonus.
Yeah, we had a bonus Wrong of the Week. And I would love people just to like, pause, zoom in, just really take in the imagery that was used. And we nominated Simone Biles' husband. 99% said that man is wrong. 1% said that man is not wrong. And of course,
did you see him get knocked over?
Melissa, I have rewatched it. I've rewatched it so many times. It is, first of all, that man is a paper doll. He floated through the air. He weighed nothing. He was so light on his little toesies.
Yeah. And that dude that he was like, little chihuahua, he was huge. Like, why would you do that? Also, he essentially lost the game for the Packers, so they're out for this. They have no chance to the Super Bowl now. So I'm just like, And the thing is, I heard his name numerous times while watching that clip. Still can't remember it.
No. No, I don't know it. I don't know it. And also, like, I know it's Steph Curry syndrome, but he looked like, he literally looked like a ferret next to a, next to like a black bear. Like, he looked like, was that, that's the big, biggest bear, right? Or is it a brown bear?
I don't know. One? It doesn't matter. They're all not bigger than a ferret.
Not an animated bear. Like, the ones that you see on, like, National Geographic where you're like, holy shit. And then, like, a little baby ferret. Like, I know that it's, like, the relation because it's, again, Steph Curry is not 5'7", even though he fucking looks 5'7", when he's on the court compared to all of his teammates. But, like, I'm just like, sir, you got to be picking fights with people who are bigger, better, and stronger than you at all times. Like, is this, like, a kink for you? Do you love it? And I do have to say, like, I'm not a huge 49ers fan. And that's everyone, actually, that's not true. I'm going to just say this, and I want to know if anyone else feels the same. I don't know anybody who grew up in, like, San Francisco, Marin, and honestly, most of, like, the East Bay area who, like, claims, like, yes, 49ers. Because, like, we weren't, like, really great for, like, most of my youth growing up. So, like, football was not, like, as big of a thing. So, like, I don't have, like, a huge affinity for the 49ers. And I do think we have... It's not all about looks, but I don't think we have very cute players and our social media presence is not great. So, like, the Detroit Lions, I'm like, I'm suddenly rooting for you because, like, I love your TikTok social media manager. Like, these boys are very cute. But, like, when I was the 49ers, all of them are just like these, like, really thick-necked white men, which I'm, like, opposite of my type. But then that thick-necked white man pushed him over and I said, okay, 49ers. Cute. Okay. I guess maybe I can root for you this time. And even though, like, I'm supposed to, because, like, fucking hometown loyalty, but, like,
yeah,
I didn't have any hometown loyalty. I have Simone Biles loyalty. And you push over her husband, her first husband.
First husband, yes.
And she'll, I'm fucking on your side.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny. He crumbled. He looked like a slinky.
It was... It literally looked like a little yappy dog jumping.
No, it's like
up
he had no weight,
like,
to him.
Maltese, and he just, like.
I was surprised that, like, the player didn't turn back around. I was like, oh my god, sir, I didn't realize how small and frail you were. Like,
he was like jumping all over. There shouldn't have been a flag because he was the one that was the aggressor to begin with.
No, and the other guy, like, he didn't even really, like, push him that hard.
No,
he just kind of moved his
arm over.
Yeah,
but a champion of the people.
Yeah, there was more power behind the Oscars slap, and we have been on record saying that man held back.
We stand by that.
Mm-hmm. And I still stand by that.
Yep.
If the Oscars doesn't feature one this year.
Well, they should get bitch slapped for not nominating Margo.
Or Greta Gerwig.
Or Greta.
So, yeah, I just think that, like, we should all... Like we've said, we should all carry through our lives the fear of, and I think we can add to this, carry through the lives our fear of, like, we say something stupid, like, you might get slapped, or if you're being annoying, like, someone might push you and you might fall over. So, like, you know, contract those ab muscles, like, really, like, stand your ground. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one athlete in that video and it is not fucking him. And, like, the whole thing of, like, the athlete, him versus Simone Biles, being like, no, I'm an athlete. I go, you're not an athlete.
No.
You are a leaf. Like, you are a wafy little wisp of wind that crumbled at the sheer touch. Like, you are the muse of John Mayer's paper doll. Like, come on. Everyone should watch it. It's truly the greatest thing I've ever seen. Mott's watched it with me over and over and over again. Just on a fucking loop.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Anything else going on you want to share?
No, I have a very large audition. I have a really large audition, which I already told you about. Mm-hmm. So everyone send good vibes. I will already have done it by the time
this comes out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm rooting for you.
Just worried about standing up.
I'm going to sit down for them.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Pick
moments where you can sit down. You know, put a chair there.
No, that's, first of all, as an actor, I'm going to make some choices. And some of those choices will involve sitting my ass down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. And I've got beta blockers. And it's going to be fucking great. What about you?
No, I've just been directing an audiobook this week.
And you had a close call where?
Yeah, I got an emergency alert from a text message that it appeared to come from my father. In case y'all don't know, Apple, and probably
I didn't know
happens
this
with other cell phone companies. I got a message that said, emergency, SOS. I called emergency services from this approximate location. You are receiving this message because I have listed you as an emergency contact. And then there's a map that's close to my parents' house. Tried to call my dad. It went straight to voicemail. So then I called my mom. She was at Sam's Club. I called and she was trying to get a hold of somebody because I guess she got it too. My sister Megan also got it. And then my mom was like, well, Melanie's at our parents' house. So then I tried to call Melanie and she was sleeping. And then I called her children, called Audrey first and then Noah. Noah picked up and he's like, hey, auntie. And I said, hey, you know, keeping calm. Where's your big daddy? And he said, oh, he's sitting on the couch. And I said, okay, can you go check on him? Or can you go take him the phone? So he goes to my dad's den and he's like, I can't find him. I said, okay, can you go get your mom? I really need to talk to her. It's very important. So he goes and takes her the phone. She gets on the phone and she's like, she's going to send her husband out to where the map location was. So her husband goes And during this time, I have also called the area. I called the business that was right by where it was. And I called the people and I was like, hey, this might be a strange question, but I got this emergency message. I live in California. Do you see any activity? My dad, he would be in this car, blah, blah. He goes, there's no police sirens or anything out here. I hope everything's okay. I said, thank you so much, sir. So in that time, my brother-in-law, because it's literally 2 minutes down the street.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law leaves and then he calls Melanie and Melanie calls me and says, he's fine. He just passed Q on the street going the opposite direction. And he's on the phone. So I guess he was on the phone with 911 because they had called him back. He didn't even realize by the time he got home, Melanie looks at the phone and it said that he had said that 911 called him and Melanie was
called
like,
me.
No, that there's an outgoing call. You just didn't realize. The only reason they called you was because they were calling you back.
Yeah. He's like, oh, hey, what's up 911?
Yeah. So, yeah, I was a little freaked out. It was like 5 minutes before we were supposed to start.
No, I was looking. So you texted me at 5:03 being like, hey, got alert, you know, saying like, quick thing, like we're gonna like put a pin in recording Fisting Friday. And I responded a minute later and I said, holy shit, I'm so sorry. So that was at 5:03. And then at 5:07, you said, scared for no reason. I'll tell you in a second, he's fine. Like it was just like, and knowing how, and
it
like,
it felt like so much longer.
Oh my God. I knew, and like, I knew without a doubt that like, obviously, like you're in California. So like, I think about the time, and this is obviously not nearly as scary, but the time where you, I think you either had cramps or I think you were sick.
I was sick.
And you slept through your alarm and you slept through recording like directionally challenged. Uh-huh. And Kayla called me and she was like, I'm trying to call Melissa and I can't get a hold of her. And I was like, that's like, what? Okay. And I'm like looking. And then like I message your, cause I didn't have your sister's phone number at that point. So like I message your sister. And so like all of it, and it was probably the span of like 3 minutes when your sister was like, got a hold of her. Like, it's okay. And like Kayla had already like started driving over to like go by your house and like all of this kind of shit. And it was like, it is like literally a 5 minute span, but like I had contacted like 15 different people. And at that time, I didn't know your exact address because all I did was I dropped a pin the first time I went to your house. And so then I'm like trying to tell Kayla the pin. And she's like, but what is like the address and the cross streets? And it's like, I'm on Google Maps. And so after that 5 minutes, I was like, I've run a fucking marathon. Like I've talked to more people than I've talked to in a normal day. And so when yes. You were going through this, I was like, oh my God, I know a fraction of that feeling where you're like, time stood still. And I did an entire phone tree. And had to do all of this from a different state. And then it's 5 minutes later and everything's fine. I'm just supposed to like calm down now.
Yeah. I was freaked out when I looked at my phone. One, because I'm like I never miss anything.
Yeah. And that's not a normal notification to I've never received that notification.
Yeah. But
like I panic when you call me and I'm like, oh my God, what happened? And then you were like, Shaq's at my hotel. And I was like, oh my God, thank God you called.
The first thing I said is, don't freak out.
I know. And I was like, what's wrong? Are you okay? Like, we don't call each other for no reason. We text constantly. But like, and if we're talking, like, you'll FaceTime me. And you were like, I already tried to FaceTime you. That is why I'm calling. I was like, okay, cool. Same page. But yeah, what a fucking freaky few minutes.
Yeah. Oof. All right. Well, there we go.
I have jury duty coming up. That'll be fun.
And not the television show.
No.
Unfortunately.
And if James Marsden's not there, I'm fucking leaving.
Think about, you know, I used to always have that thought, but think about marginalized people in this country and who needs to be on the stand.
No, without a doubt. And here's the issue. Well, it's not really an issue because, like, I'm just talking like I'm a big star. But that's, like, my point of view now. And, like, I gave Mots that entire pep talk before he went. Mm-hmm. But my, like at this point, like I'm thinking like I'm going to lie about my own experiences and my own biases so I can get on the jury. They're going to be like, so how do you feel about cops? And I'm like, I think they're great stand-up citizens.
Well, it depends on the case.
No, I know. But I'm saying like those kinds of things of being like, how can I get on? How can I get on here? Yeah. But if I got this day, it would be in the window that if I booked this job. You know, I'm just going to...
the window of my birth.
No. The window of your birth is sooner than...
Okay.
Things, the rest of those things.
Okay. I no longer know what I'm doing because me and Sonam were going through our calendars and they did not sync up at all. So,
well, you did pick probably one of your busiest people in your life to do this with.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was her idea to begin with, but
well, of course. What's her sign?
Literally, Pisces.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would make sense.
Yes,
that is the timeline.
So we literally sat down on Sunday and went through our calendars, and we said this isn't going to work. It won't
no
work.
Dice.
The problem is, though, my birthday weekend, it could work, but I don't want to like do our joint thing on my birthday. But also Danny, her husband, my cousin, will be out of town. And so then we don't want to do anything without him. So what's going to end up happening is I'll have my thing, but then she and I are going to do something. Just
that's what I was going to say you should do, because I'm like, your birthday's on a Friday this year. Yeah. Like that's don't give that up.
It's also on a Friday, but it's also on, you know, President's Day weekend. A lot of people go out of town that weekend. So
what the fuck is President's Day? Like,
I don't know.
We have presidents.
We're supposed to honor the president. Honor,
like a moment of silence for presidents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like close your eyes and think of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
No, my eyes are open. Got to keep an eye out for that fucker.
You got to stay woke for him.
Yes. Yeah, stay alert. Shalamanders, stay alert. Also for Ronald Reagan.
I saw, like, yesterday, I saw something that was like, every time I question some stupid law, I trace it back. And why does it always come back to Ronald Reagan?
No, Ronald Reagan was so fucking busy. Like, we talk about how, like, 4 years is not enough for a president to, like, get stuff done. If you look at, like, the shit that Ronald Reagan was up to, I'm like, oh, my God. Do you think that was the era of, like, I mean, it really was. That was the era when they were just, like, prescribing cocaine, wasn't it?
No, they weren't prescribing it. They were putting it out on the streets and saying
Like, in, like, the medical, the same time that they're blowing it up on the crack, quote-unquote, crack epidemic, where they're putting it out in the streets. But wasn't that also, like, the same, I don't know how old he is, but it wasn't the same time period where...
No, it was way after that.
Okay. I don't know. He looks old.
He is old, but not that old.
Okay.
All right. Let's wrap this up. I got to go meet with my trainer. We got to change.
Yeah, you do.
What's up,
get
Alex?
Fit. Get worked out. Okay. Well, we hope you all enjoyed this Fisting Friday. Hope that was good for you. And Shalamanders, stay alert.
Bye.